Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, March the 16th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider immigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70. But I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. My email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. So now on to the synopsis of today's show. And I'm going to start off with a word about economists. Economists are not there for you. They are there for other reasons, but none of them concern you, the investing public. So I'm going to talk straight about the meaning of economists in our screwed up world. Then I have some general advice for America. Not being American, I am able to give this kind of advice free willingly and as an objective person. Hopefully. So we will see how it goes. Next, I will talk about South Africa, which sadly is going down the Rhodesia-Zimbabwe road to perdition. It's very, very sad. I had always hoped that South Africa would learn the lessons from Zimbabwe, and I think they did for many years, but that has all ground to a halt now, so I'm going to talk about what's happening there and what the future holds, potentially. Then I'm going to talk about an emigration destination worthy of your consideration. I won't tell you what it is, because that would be unfair to my donors, but it is a country not a million miles from where you are, that's to say, very close to the south coast of the United States, the Florida south coast, I should say. Frankly, it's new, and for reasons which will become apparent to you when you listen to what I have to say. Then I'm going to talk about tax cuts. Well, now, tax cuts do not lead to economic growth, and I'll talk about that, and I will explain to you why that is the case. Most people think, well, tax cuts, isn't that wonderful? It means that people have more money in their pocket to spend, and therefore the economy will do better. Unfortunately, history tells us that things don't quite work out that way. So we'll talk about that. Then a scandal about Congress. The last scandal about Congress was well taken, and the last one I talked about, and I have another up my sleeve, which I think will be of great interest to you all. Finally, I will conclude the show today with a talk about violence, which is sadly an American way of life, and seen as such by the world over. So we're going to tackle that head on. I haven't talked about that in quite the same terms as I will be talking about it today, but I think you will find it interesting. So that's our show, and I wish you all the best. This is indeed Friday, March the 16th, so we have a nice weekend hopefully coming up, hopefully warmer than last weekend. And I, Richard Martin, will be back with you again on Monday. So until then, bye-bye.